Strange Adventure. George Davis entered the cafe of the Black Dog, faintly hoping to pick up the trail of Blackie Henry. The police in the States had given up the active search for Blackie some time ago. But even though it had been several years since Blackie had beaten Mrs. Davis and stolen her jewels, Davis was still determined to see the criminal brought to justice. When he heard that Blackie had fled to Paris, Davis immediately acquired the necessary papers to demand the arrest and extradition. Weeks passed, but nothing happened, so Davis took up the cold trail. The Paris gendarmes were polite and willing to cooperate, but they didn't exactly turn the city inside out. Of course, if Davis found the man he wanted, they would gladly make the arrest. Now Davis stood inside the dingy Montmartre Café, hoping to hear a scrap of conversation which would add to his meager information. The proprietor of the Black Dog touched Davis's arm.
Does monsieur desire a table?
Davis nodded, mechanically following the ratty little man while his glance searched the smoke-filled room. Suddenly, his heart skipped. He couldn't believe his luck. Sitting across the room was Blackie. Davis sat at the table trying to decide his best course. If he left to get the police, Blackie would surely vanish before the gendarmes arrived, yet he could do nothing by himself. No doubt many of the criminals present were friends of Blackie, and a false move could be fatal. But Davis couldn't just sit there. Sooner or later, Blackie would see and recognize his pursuer. Davis propped his elbows on the table, partially hiding his face with his hands. Blackie looked around. He seemed to stare at Davis. His gaze held steady. Davis felt his blood stop flowing. Then Blackie looked away, showing no sign of recognition. Once again, luck worked for Davis. Two gendarmes entered the cafe and stepped to the bar. Before they could order a drink, Davis was on his feet, waving his papers, running toward them and shouting,
"Arrest that man! Here are these warrants! Arrest Blackie Henry!"
The gendarmes whirled. Davis expected the cafe to explode into a wild uproar, but a stunned silence engulfed the crowd, and Blackie made no move to escape. Suddenly, as Davis was almost to the gendarmes, something crashed against his skull. Bright lights flashed. Then everything went black. When Davis came to, he found himself stretched out on a cot in a small dingy room in the back of the cafe of the Black Dog. The cafe proprietor was standing beside him.
"So sorry, monsieur. I hit you with a candlestick."
Why did you do that?
"Monsieur, everyone is safe in the cafe of the Black Dog. Murderers come in and see someone they have sworn to kill, but while in here, no one is killed. Pickpockets are here, but no pockets are picked. Gendarmes are welcome, but while they are here, they make no arrests. But you try to destroy the sanctuary of the Black Dog, the one spot in the world respected by both the law and the lawless. That could never be permitted. But do not worry about your man. One of my waiters found him in the alley a while ago. A very wicked knife was in his back."
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Charm, our next tale of Strange Adventure.